Storyside presents The Angry Birds, the movie 2. Narrated by me, Jared Zeus. Chapter 1. It was another beautiful day on Bird Island. The sun was shining. The birds were going about their business. And Red was doing what he did best, keeping the whole island safe. Red was the hero of Bird Island, and he intended on keeping it that way. As he performed his daily patrol at the beach, he stared through some binoculars toward Piggy Island. He and his friends were watching and waiting for the pigs to attack. "Anything from Piggy Island?" Red asked.
"Nope, nothing," Baum replied.
"South?" Chuck, who hadn't quite gotten the hang of his compass points, emerged out of a lump of sand, binoculars at the ready.
"Nope, nothing."
They weren't the only ones on the lookout, though. A nearby hatchling spotted something in the sky.
"What's that?"
they asked as they pointed at a round object that was zipping closer and closer to the beach. Red gasped as he looked through the binoculars.
"Oh no, duck,"
he warned them. All the birds on the beach did just that, except for one. A cream pie soared through the air and made a loud splat as it hit a duck square in the face. Quickly, Red looked through his binoculars toward Piggy Island. There, he saw exactly what he suspected, a bunch of pigs, next to a pie cannon, celebrating. The pigs had launched the pie that had smacked the poor duck right in the bill. Seething with anger, Red made a vow.
"Those pigs," he started.
"Are gonna pay,"
Chuck added fiercely, joining him. They looked expectantly at Baum, who they hoped would finish their sentence.
"For our lunches," Baum guessed.
Red gave Baum an odd look, but decided to try to save the moment.
Because of our hunger to give them,"
Red continued.
"A taste of their own,"
Chuck joined in again.
"Quesadilla,"
Baum said joyfully. Then he looked at his friends, who didn't seem as happy. He knew he hadn't said the right thing.
"This game is hard."
Red knew what he had to do. Get revenge on Piggy Island, and quick. Red, Baum, and Chuck went into town, where Red admired a mural of himself. Alex, the painter, had done a great job of making Red look very heroic, just the way he looked on the day he had saved Bird Island from being invaded by the pigs. As he walked through town, Red was bombarded with affection from his fellow birds, who were very thankful for all of Red's help and leadership.
"We love you," one bird called out.
"Thanks for everything,"
another said as they passed by. Red stood tall. He was proud of himself for doing so much good for his town. Red stepped into the front of the slingshot line.
"Sorry, guys, taking over the blue line. Official business," he explained.
The other birds in line understood. They were happy Red was taking care of them.
"Hey, Red,"
Alex shouted out to him.
"Isn't it funny how nobody liked you until you saved Bird Island? But now, we all love you."
Red grimaced. It was true up until he had saved the birds' eggs from going into one giant omelet for Leonard Mudbeard, the leader of the pigs. He had just been the local grouch. He didn't like being reminded of it, though.
"Yes, thanks for bringing that up," he replied sarcastically.
Red, Chuck, and Baum loaded a large bottle of hot sauce into the slingshot and pulled the slingshot strap back as hard as they could.
"Okay, ready?"
Red asked. "Three?" he began the countdown.
"Two?"
Chuck continued.
"Two,"
Baum said enthusiastically.
"No, Baum, you say one," Red instructed him.
Baum's eyes lit up.
"Oh, right,"
he remembered.
"One!"
The trio let go of the strap, sending the hot sauce flying through the air and across the ocean toward their target, Piggy Island. Over on Piggy Island, things were peaceful in a very piggy way. There was a lot of noise and clutter, just the way they liked it. Some of the pigs were enjoying a large pig-sized meal at the Piggy Island restaurant. One pig in particular believed his meal...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?